we saw in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, its obliteration by fire and brimstone. Can we expect less of a trial? We do not listen. We do not learn from our past. We are on the same road. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 2, verses 4 through 10, quote, "For God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but dragged them down by infernal ropes to Tartarus and delivered them to be tortured and kept in custody for judgment. Nor did he spare the ancient world, but preserved with seven others Noah, a herald of justice, when he brought a flood upon the world of the impious. And he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction, reducing them to ashes, thus making them an example to those who in the future should live impiously. Whereas he delivered just Lot, who was distressed by their lawless behavior of the wicked. For by what that just man saw and heard while dwelling among them, they tormented his just soul day after day with their wicked deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the God-fearing from temptation and to reserve the wicked for torment on the day of judgment. But especially those who follow the flesh in unclean lust and despise authority." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 6, 1992. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is smiling. Oh, I only wish we could get a portrait of Our Lady as she's smiling now. You feel the feeling is beyond human words to describe. She's so beautiful, and you feel so relaxed, as though you don't have a problem in the world. Our Lady has an aura about her, and I'm certain that this aura is also encircling many upon the grounds. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she's touching her fingers to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, and especially you, my child Veronica, I brought you here this evening because I have a dire and urgent message for the world at this time. The Eternal Father, his hand is now getting ready for a chastisement upon mankind. I say this to you all. Do not be afeard, for all who have remained faithful and true shall escape this punishment. My child and my children, as it was in the past, so it shall be. There are many now foul deeds being committed upon the earth that cry to heaven for retribution. The leaders of your country have lost their ways, my child, my children. They are now making sin a way of life. In my past, my own experiences, my child and my children, I went through great sorrow and saw this persecution set upon my son by the world. Now he is made to suffer anew, and I join him on his new cross. Yes, my child and my children, mankind is re-crucifying my son. They have forgotten. They have lost their way. My child and my children, the pages are turning fast in the apocalypse. Have you listened to my counsel in the past, my children? Are you making an effort to study the book of life and love, your Bible? There is not much time left. Many will be taken from the earth. I will not at this time, my child and my children, go into full detail. However, I want you to stretch the knowledge of Sodom and Gomorrah. You saw in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, it's obliteration by fire and brimstone. Can you expect less of a trial, my children? You do not listen. You do not learn from your past. You are on the same road to perdition. The Eternal Father has watched with hope and with his convictions now coming to the point of great knowledge to him. He finds that at this time, many must be taken from the earth. Your word of homosexuality can be explained by the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Read in your Bibles or consult your clergy. Find yourselves, my children, a humble, pious clergy. Many have fallen away from the faith. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. And this, my children, I say of all denominations.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Heaven warns us that the newer publications and versions of the Holy Bible have been changed. On June 9, 1979, our Lord said, quote, "You will understand also that changes must not be made in your Bible. They will distort, confuse, confound, and destroy. There must be no changes made now in the Book of Life and Love." On March 24, 1974, St. Paul appeared to Veronica and said, "You will read the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. However, you will not place your souls in jeopardy by reading printings after Earth Year 1964. Unquote. Some of the words omitted in the newer versions of the Bible are soul, hell, charity, and host. We have available a Bible that has not been changed. The Douay-Rheims version of the Holy Bible, published in 1899. It is 5.5 by 8.5 inches and has a black padded leather cover with embossed with gold stamping. This beautiful Bible costs $37 and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, and American Express and call 616-698-6448. The Bible, the Douay-Rheims Bible, is available for $37. The grand total of the holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament is 43,624 holy hours. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray there will be many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Today we have the story of Elizabeth Ann Seton, who was an Episcopalian and a convert to the Roman Catholic Church. She was the first native-born U.S. citizen to be canonized. What brought her faith, brought her into the faith, and what seemed to her too good to be true, was the real presence of our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Upon the death of her husband, she was seeking peace of mind in St. Paul's Episcopal Church in New York. She later wrote to a friend, "I got in a side pew in which I was positioned in such a way that I was facing St. Peter's Catholic Church in the next street. I found myself speaking to the Most Blessed Sacrament in the Catholic Church instead of looking at the naked altar where I was." For the week of September 19th, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 524 points, the biggest weekly drop ever. The Dow has fallen more than 1,000 points from its year high of 11,326 on August 25th. Could this drop be the start of the monetary depression Our Lady talked about? On September 7th, 1985, Our Lady said, quote, "My child and my children, the days will grow darker and there will be hunger in your land. Yes, my child, what I brought you here for this evening is to tell the world that there will be a crash in the monetary doings of your government, an absolute crash that will affect every man, woman, and child in the United States and Canada, and then, like a serpent, creep all over Europe until the world sees one big, massive depression." Unquote. These Last Days is on the Internet at www.bayside.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the Third Secret of Fatima, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, and much more. Tell your family and friends about it and visit www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on October 5th, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is looking about her, and now she's taking, it's very sad. She's taking the coverlet around her shoulders, the cape, and she's wiping her eyes. Now I can see Our Lady is struggling very hard to composure. This is very hard upon her. Now she's looking at me, and her eyes are drawing right into my eyes. "My child, you must bring all past messages to the fore. Soon you will be unable to deliver them upon the grounds. Therefore, I ask that not one shred of paper be discarded, for it will be needed. My child and my children, your children are leading lives without direction or knowledge of eternal life in heaven. Sin has become a way of life in your country and many countries of the world. Little children led astray by their elders. My child and my children, you will continue to pray for your vicar in Rome, Pope John Paul II. At this very moment, there is now being held a conference in secret to the world for his extermination, and to place upon the seat of Peter the death pot. Yes, my child, you've heard that word before, the death pot. I say it for reason. You will continue to pray a vigil, a prayer for the clergy of the world. Darkness has descended upon my son's churches upon earth. Whatever shall become of you all in the chaos that is fast coming to your country and other nations of the world, there will soon enter upon your world a despot number two, I call him, that many have named him, and the book of life refers to him as the Antichrist. Yes, my children, you will recognize him by his deeds. Many will sell their souls to him to get to the head. But all that is rotten will fall eventually. No matter what the struggles to keep the light in your country and the world, you will go forward as soldiers of light, carrying your banner faithful and true in the face of adversity. My child and my children, I had promised you relief from the suffering now being inflicted even on little children of AIDS. This will come in due time. This is actually based, my child and my children, on the acceptance of mankind as the Eternal Father and my Son as their leaders. You must all obtain a copy of the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. Do not accept the new mods. Try to find in your bookstores the old Bibles, my children, for many are being changed to suit the carnal natures of man. I repeat, sin has become a way of life. My child and my children, if I could open up the sky above me and show you a picture of the tears that fall upon you, it's truly raining teardrops from heaven. For many of you are blind to what lies ahead. There will be a time of great tribulation upon mankind. Will you be able to persevere during this time?
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 5th, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, at the vigil of September 14th, approximately 260 people were present. Now, my first testimony here is from Florida. To Our Lady's workers, I remain faithful to Our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Roses. I say the rosary, and I try to abide by the messages. I miss being with you at the vigils. Before it's too late, I must tell you that prior to my attending the vigils several years ago, I had a strong desire for alcoholic beverages. Although all drinking took place in my home, I had very little willpower to control it. Following my attendance to the vigils, I lost all desire for alcohol, and today, several years later, I remain blessed in this way. Truly, our Blessed Mother and our Lord, we removed my problem, and I can't tell you how grateful I am. I can't thank our Blessed Mother and our Lord enough, and then that is signed. Now, my next testimony here is from Connecticut. To Our Lady's Workers, I am writing this letter in thanksgiving to Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers, for answering my petitions. The first petition was for myself. After being away from the church for almost 30 years, I went to confession and received communion. Thank you, dear Lady of the Roses. The other request, I brought my nephew to the shrine last year, and at the request, I put a petition in that God would give him the grace to return to church. Well, Our Lady did it again. He started to say the rosary and wore the brown scapular on his own after reading the blue book. For several weeks ago, I took him to a monastery in Connecticut where he made his confession. After 10 years' absence, he is only 23. Thanks to Jesus and Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside for answering my request. Then that is signed. Now I have another party here from Michigan. To Our Lady of the Roses, enclosed is a newspaper picture article about the tragic auto accident my son Mike had. Now I have the picture in front of me, and it has a big print and a sign of the car was completely demolished, and it says a trip to beach ends in tragedy, one dead and one hurt. And it seems, I don't know how anybody came out of that car alive. It said the rider of the car hit a tree and cut the car in half. And this is what Our Lady hears, the boy that lived, his mother writes as follows. He is a living miracle. He is a living miracle. And I must tell you about the strange or miraculous way he healed. He was out of the hospital in 8 days. First, when a police officer came to our house to tell us that our son Mike was involved in a very serious auto accident and that we should hurry down to the hospital right away. When the police left, I opened my wallet and took out my rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses shrine and prayed to Our Lady of the Roses for help. After 5 hours of tests and emergency care, Mike was placed on life support machine. Sunday night, with a mild concussion, cracked third vertebrae in the neck, cracked ribs, punctured lungs, lung, a bruised kidney and liver, and many cuts and bruises. On Monday, Mike could not talk, but was alert and wrote words on a tablet. He was still in the critical list in the intensive care unit. On Wednesday evening, after we attended the boy's funeral, we went to see Mike sitting up in a chair and talking for the first time since the accident on Sunday afternoon. On Thursday afternoon, Mike was not wearing the neck brace because some doctors said wear it anymore. Two doctors told us, said, we are not sure what happened. And if some doctors made a mistake on Sundays, we do not know, but the doctor in the hospital took another CAT scan and additional x-rays and could not find the cracked vertebrae in Mike's neck. Consequently, the neck brace was removed and has no problem with his neck. Is this a miracle? If not, it is very strange happenings. We also had a picture of the rose petal placed on the bulletin board on the near the hospital bed. On Monday afternoon, 8 days after the accident, Mike was well enough to go home. 4 weeks later, Mike was able to go back to work. He still has some physical and emotional problems, but he is doing very well. This is an honest, accurate account of the nightmare in our lives, and then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us spread Our Lady of the Roses prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.